Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith, and I'm here to bring you a reaction show following Bayern Munich's draw against Arsenal in the quarterfinal round of the Champions League. Wow, what huge news to hit on a Friday. You knew Bayern Munich was not going to have an easy task in the next round, no matter who it drew, but it is hard to think about another road that is more difficult, more bumpy to get through than having to go through Arsenal. And then even if you get past a red-hot gunner squad, to have to face off with the winner of Real Madrid versus Manchester City in the semifinal round, that is a very difficult situation for any club. If you ask me, the only way this could have been more difficult is if you would have drawn Man City this round and had to face the winner of Arsenal versus Real Madrid in the semifinal round. It is surely going to be a rocking quarterfinal round on that side of the bracket. I mean, in my mind, this Bayern Munich team, if it continues to play at the current rate and the current pace that it has shown over the last couple of games, it could easily be a top five team in Europe. I've rated Bayern Munich third most of this season until the epic collapse that they went through. But you see the hope, you see the promise of this roster, you see how good they can be, but can they put it all together and keep it there to get past Arsenal, who has just been tremendous this season in the Premier League? Of course, Arsenal has star after star after star. Mikel Arteta has done a terrific job molding that team into something of a force in the Premier League. And, you know, there are familiar faces up and down that roster. It is absolutely going to be one of the premier matchups of the quarterfinal round. When you put it up against Man City and Real Madrid, I mean, I have to say, I give City and Madrid the edge as the top-rated, most intriguing matchup. But Bayern and Arsenal, easily number two. This Arsenal team is good. I mean, what can you say? Kai Havertz, Declan Rice, Jurrien Timber, Gabriel Martinelli, Gabriel Jesus, Aaron Ramsdale, Emile Smith-Rowe, Alexander Zinchenko. I mean, you go down the list, Jorginho, you go Ben White, Mark. It's so many. There's so many good players, but more than just the individual talent. And you could go on and on. You could look at all of their players on the roster and just, you could gush over how much talent they have overall. The problem with all of that is for Bayern Munich, is Arteta has really made this an exceptional team working together. I've been impressed as an outside observer watching Arsenal. And granted, I don't watch a ton of the Premier League, but I've seen enough to know that the way Arsenal's playing this year, there's just something about the squad that is driving them. It's more than just a combination of talent. This is truly a team that has come together under Arteta. They have really, in my mind, fostered this environment where it's become very difficult to face off against them and to match them up as a unit. And Bayern Munich will definitely have a significant challenge in doing that. It is very interesting, of course, that when you look at Arsenal's roster, you see players like Declan Rice, who Bayern Munich was so closely linked to. You see Kai Havertz, who Bayern Munich, again, was linked to in the past multiple times. You see Alexander Zinchenko, who Bayern Munich has most recently been linked to as a potential replacement for Alphonso Davies, should Davies leave for Real Madrid next summer. It is absolutely 100% just a tremendous, tremendous matchup. I'm looking forward to it. I honestly can't say enough about the excitement level that should be there for Bayern Munich fans. However, I get that there is a lot of trepidation. There is a lot of maybe fear because Bayern Munich hasn't been that great this season. For all of the talent that Bayern has, they spent most of the campaign battling between the locker room and the coach. You've seen uneven play on the pitch. They're really, if you're looking at the grand scale and the bigger picture of things, you're probably not seeing a whole lot of reason for hope when it comes to how Bayern Munich will fare against Arsenal. However, I'll tell you this. Bayern Munich has looked much better of late. And yes, I'm factoring in who they have played against. A bad Lazio team, an even worse Mainz squad. And yep, they'll be facing off with Darmstadt this weekend. Not exactly a murderer's row. I get it. I totally understand it. But all season, we've been waiting for the talent to emerge and show that it's there. And now we're starting to see that. And part of the reason we're seeing that is because Thomas Tuchel is calling the right numbers, pushing the right buttons, getting the right players in the right positions. And however long this little streak goes, just appreciate it. Because right now, this is as good as it has been all season. And if Tuchel has any brain between those ears, and I know he does, he's going to continue to ride this hot hand, continue to play the players who have started this turnaround. If that means Matthijs de Ligt and Thomas Müller and Leon Goretzka and Joshua Kimmich and all the other players that Tuchel has really not wanted on this squad all season, if it means that those players have to lead the team now and push Bayern Munich into another level, a higher level, something that could get this squad to match up against Arsenal and take them down, then so be it. Tuchel is going to have to live with it. He's going to have to maybe do things that he doesn't like if he wants to salvage anything about this season. The Bundesliga, out the window, most likely. It's pretty hard to see how Bayern Munich is going to be able to claw back and win the league. The Pokal, that was gone a long time ago. But the Champions League, it's still alive. And while there is every reason for fans to doubt how good Bayern Munich can do in the competition moving forward, and while looking at the way that this is all played out, everyone is probably thinking if they get past Arsenal, there is no shot they're going to be in any condition to get by Man City or Real Madrid. I get that line of thinking. Hell, I've been the one telling you all season that City and Real Madrid are just a level above everyone else in Europe this season, including Arsenal and including Bayern Munich. However, if you're going to have any chance this season to want to believe in something or to just have that effort attitude, now is it. You're down to your last straw. You've got nothing left to play for if you're Bayern Munich. You've got nothing left to root for if you're a fan. So why not? Why not believe that they can take down Arsenal? It's not out of the realm of possibility. It's not as if Harry Kane hasn't scored goals against Arsenal before. It's not as if Thomas Müller has not been part of teams that have ripped apart Arsenal. Same for Manuel Neuer. This is a good Bayern Munich team if they play up to their capability and if Tuchel makes the right calls on his lineup decisions. And that's the only if for me, because I'll tell you right now, I think Bayern Munich is a tough matchup for Arsenal. I think Arsenal has it in their head right now. This could be a very difficult opponent for them. Now, Arsenal has spent the majority of this season doing great things. They have built up a lot of momentum. They have shown that they can play at the top level with any club in the world. But it's the Champions League, and it's Bayern Munich, and it's not going to be easy for them. And sure, they get the advantage of having that first game at the Emirates. Now, it's the advantage because they get a chance to maybe jump out to a lead, build up something that could force Bayern Munich into desperation heading back to the Allianz Arena. But this is where you might actually get a chance to see that great coaching brain that we have heard about from Thomas Tuchel. If he can find a way to get out of the Emirates with a draw, or why not with a lead, you gotta love Bayern Munich's chances heading back to the Allianz Arena in that situation. I think that Bayern Munich is going to do this. And I know that might sound like misguided optimism, especially after I've sat here all season and talked about all of Bayern's deficiencies, how Tuchel can't help himself, how he never makes the right choices because he wants to do what's best for him and not what's best for the team. You've heard it from me all season. You know how I feel about it. But something different is going on now. The team has a renewed focus, a renewed hunger. They just look better. And it has nothing to do with the level of opponent that they've played. I'm talking about how they're functioning, what their mindset looks like on the pitch, how much more confident they are. This is a team that could not have survived the Hinrunde without a scorching red-hot Leroy Sané. Now Sané is arguably one of the worst starting 11 players. And I don't mean he's the worst in talent, but he's scuffling. He has not been great. He's been outperformed by just about everyone else in that starting 11. But that's how much stronger everyone has gotten. They've been able to compensate for Sané and his struggles. And just imagine if Sané starts to turn it around. Imagine if this attack has a fully functioning Leroy Sané complementing Harry Kane, Thomas Muller, and Jamal Musiala. Imagine that the back line for the first time all season becomes one solid unit. We've started to see it get better and look better. Imagine Leon Goretzka starts to really embrace that role, sitting a little bit deeper, becoming support for the center backs and back line, the role that he probably was always meant to play, someone that could find those long passes, find those balls over the top, use his vision, and get the ball up to the attackers who can make things happen. Just imagine Harry Kane continues to do his best work inside the box, that he stays in the box, that he does not feel like he needs to become a number eight and distribute in the buildup. Imagine all of that happens. And then if you do that, it's not hard to think about how Bayern Munich could beat Arsenal. And I have full respect for this Arsenal squad. I do. They are very good as a team. They have very good talent. They have a very energetic and creative coach who is pushing all the right buttons and has done so all season. But this is pressure now. This isn't your domestic league. This is going to be Arsenal's toughest opponent over a two-game tie they've had to face with this particular group. So this is going to be a lot of fun for fans, going to be a lot of fun for players. Pundits are going to have a field day with this matchup, given the history between the two clubs. I'm fully excited about it. I know a lot of you are fully excited. What do you think? Are you as optimistic as I am that Bayern Munich can do this? Or do you think that Arsenal is just going to continue its hot run of play? As you ponder that question, let's take a quick break. We'll be coming right back with some final thoughts on the rest of the Champions League draw. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the special edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith, and we are talking about the Champions League draw. This, of course, is a crazy day. Bayern Munich draws Arsenal. We know that Real Madrid drew Manchester City. But what about the rest of the bracket? How did that play out? Well, start out with FC Barcelona and Paris Saint-Germain. What a show of talent will be on the pitch between PSG and Barca. We know that there is a little bit of history considering the Lionel Messi transfer a couple of years back. But when you talk about potential matchups, this was one that I was eagerly anticipating, not because it's necessarily going to breed the best brand of football, just because of the storyline itself. You've got Kylian Mbappe, who's probably leaving PSG. You've got a Barca side that is better than its recent record, would indicate in terms of how they've performed on the European stage. They've got Robert Lewandowski, who is a proven goal scorer in the Champions League. They've got a cast of young players. They've got some good veterans. This is a Barca team who I probably didn't respect as much early in the season, but now I see what they're capable of against the PSG side that could be really motivated or really unsure of itself. But either way, they have Kylian Mbappe, an absolute game changer, who can do so many good things and can just, on a dime, completely change the landscape of a two-game tie. That's how good Mbappe is. This is going to be a really fun matchup for fans. Listen, it's not going to be as good as Real Madrid, Manchester City, or probably even Bayern Munich, Arsenal. But if you had to rank the four quarterfinal matchups, this would firmly be number three in my eyes, because this has a lot of intrigue. There's a lot of talent. And I like the storyline. I like that Barca, in this situation, has something to prove, and they have a lot on the line. Whereas PSG, this might be their last ride. They've got Mbappe for now. They don't know how much longer they can really retain Mbappe. I mean, there's a good chance that he's off to Real Madrid this summer. So do the players rally around that and make one last run, just like we're asking Bayern Munich to do? Will they make one last run at doing something while they have Mbappe on the roster? Because let's face it, it's going to be near impossible to replace Mbappe for PSG, no matter what they do or who they bring in. So this is it. The players are going to have to see that. They're going to have to recognize that they also are facing a very tough opponent in Barca, and they are absolutely going to have to raise their level of play if they want to get past the Catalans. I think Barca takes this round. I think that it will be tight. I think Mbappe is going to have his moments, but I think ultimately PSG is not going to be able to rally enough to get the job done. The other quarterfinal matchup, which we didn't discuss at all, Borussia Dortmund versus Atletico Madrid. This is easily the least intriguing of the four matchups. I don't like this one at all. I think it's going to breed for boring football. I don't like how Borussia Dortmund has played this season. I mean, it's almost unfair that one of these two teams is going to get through to the semifinal round. That's how I feel. I don't like Dortmund this season. I don't think they've played up to their potential. I don't think they're necessarily responding to their coach. Atletico Madrid, while they are not as boring as they have historically been, this is still, in my mind, not a great squad. And I think that it's a little bit unfair that one of these two teams will get through to the semifinals when you have so much other talent, so many other good teams facing off in these quarterfinal matchups. So not really loving that one. It's so difficult to pick who even comes out of this. If I had to, I would say Atletico Madrid will come out against Borussia Dortmund. I just don't see Dortmund being able to pull it together. They've had so many players underperform this season. To ask them to go into the Champions League quarterfinals and raise their level of play that much to think about even making the semis, I can't see it happening. The other draw, which we briefly touched on, was Real Madrid versus City. I mean, in my mind, this is actually the Champions League final. These are the two best teams in Europe, and I know I've taken a lot of heat for that, especially I've taken some heat from Arsenal fans who believe Arsenal is number two. This Madrid team, until they are knocked off, until they're dead in this competition, I believe they're going to be favorites. Maybe not number one favorite, but they're firmly number two in my eyes behind City. City is a monster in and of itself. They've got one of the best coaches in the world in Pep Guardiola. They've got Erling Haaland. Again, you want to go down their roster, it's just star after star after star. If they can get Kevin De Bruyne healthy, which seems like they will by the time that these two teams square off, they're, again, going to be entrenched as that favorite, that number one seed, that team that probably can't be knocked off at this point. It is funny, though, how it did work out, because Real Madrid has that mystique, and they have a star-studded roster, and they've got Jude Bellingham, who might be the best player in Europe this season. They've got everything going for them except the draw against Man City. This is a true juggernaut matchup. This is one of those things that you really almost feel a little disappointed that it's happening in the quarterfinals, because it's so good of a showdown. It's finals worthy. And as much as I want to see Bayern Munich in the final, whoever wins this draw is going to have a decided advantage over Arsenal or Bayern Munich in the semifinal round just because of the way that these two teams seem to be able to play at this stage of the tournament. And listen, I know City does not have the grandeur or the history of Real Madrid, but this is a different City group. This is one that is determined, one that is focused, one that's uber talented, and they've got an absolute ace in Haaland who can change the game just like Mbappe can. So Real Madrid, they have their work cut out for them. I'm going to say that City wins this one. So if you want my opinion in the next round, we will see Bayern Munich versus Man City and Atletico Madrid versus FC Barcelona. Yeah. How does that sound for a semifinal round in the Champions League? What do you think? Who do you think is going to take these four matchups? Drop it in the comments. Hit me up on social media. I want to hear from you on this. So that'll about wrap up this special edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. We love to come out with these emergency type shows to get the instant reaction. So tell us how you feel. And listen, we're eager to hear about it because we're excited about this. As you know, we have a couple of Arsenal fans on our staff. So I'm sure the banter will be absolutely quality between all of us as the tie draws near. As always, you can get me at the Barrel Blog on Twitter. You can get this podcast at Bavarian Podcast. You can get our site at Bavarian FB Works. You can get our tweetmeister, Tom Adams, at TommyAdams71. You can get I Need No Name at BFWINNN. And you can get Siler at BFWSiler. Hey, enjoy your weekend. Think about this draw. Let us know how you feel. Enjoy the match, Bayern Munich versus Darmstadt, before you start to truly, truly focus on what might happen in the next round of the Champions League. Have a couple of beers on me. And we will see you next time.